Okay, so we're in the middle of the sugya of Pagino Dibura. And, you know, broadly speaking, we were discussing the fact that there are three overall mahalchim in terms of how to understand, you know, the mechanism at work for this for the Yisod of Pagino Dibura. Again, option number one, mahalch number one, is what we're calling Pagino Ne'manos. Option number two is a more literal Pagino Dibura. And option, you know, number three, which we'll get to a little later, is the Ravid's famous idea of lack of a shame aid when it comes to a bal davar. We'll get to each one. So we're in the middle of developing the Palgina Ne'amanos idea. And the reason why we're spending so much time on this particular mahalach, as we'll see, is because this is the mahalach which is most relevant to the sugya in Makos. Right? Makos, it sounds like if you were to apply a form of Palgina Dibura to the, you know, to the case of Makos, it would seemingly be between the Arev and the Lova, it would seemingly be along the lines of a Palgina Ne'amanos. So if we're spending a lot of time, you know, on the Makoros of Palgina Ne'amanos, again, developing, and whether we paskin this way, we'll discuss. And even if you paskin like Palgina Ne'amanos, again, what are the ramifications? What's the scope? Right? And what are the cases in which we paskin Palgina Ne'amanos and when we don't? So in terms of the clear Gemaras, which seem to be working within Palgina Ne'amanos, we had the Gemara in Baba Basra, we discussed yesterday, and we had the Gemara in Gittin, again, in two different cases. And now the third, you know, of the Gemaras, which clearly discuss Palgina Ne'amanos, is not a Talmud Bavli, but rather a Talmud Yerushalmi. So again, really two Yerushalmis, which are pretty similar to one another. Let's start with the Yerushalmi in Makos. So again, if everyone have the, you know, the Makos and the Mar Mekomo sheet, again, this Yerushalmi seemingly is a clear example of Palgina Ne'amanos, right, where you're not splitting the Dibur, but it's rather you're selectively applying, or the Dibur in, you know, Legabe, one realm, and not Legabe, another realm. So let's take a look at this Yerushalmi. Again, so in addition, just point, you know, big picture, you have like the Gemara Gittin, the Gemara Baba Basra, and now the Talmud Yerushalmi, again, is, you know, mentioning this idea of Palgina Ne'amanos. Okay, let's go for Yisrael Dava. Do you have it? So, right, so Yerushalmi in Makos. Not in Aleph Zayin. Go for it.
Kasab kol mechasab d'shnei b'nei atam ke'achas hayo ha'idim k'shirin l'zeh p'sudim l'zeh.
So what's the case here?
If you write a shtar for somebody writes a shtar, you give all of the nechasim to two different people at once, and there are eidim that are on the shtar, signed on the shtar, that are kasher for one or pasul for the other.
Exactly. So there, right, there's one nosein, there are two, right, mekabalei matana. The Edom are kosher for one of the Makabals, but not kosher for the second Makabal.
Are they signed on, or are they the Edom Sira?
It sounds like the Edom Chazim. It sounds like a classic star. so again, as we'll see in a moment, but this sounds like very much like a Palgina Ne'amanos, right? You're not splitting, the Dibur is Kol Nechasim. You're not splitting the Dibur, you're just splitting the application of the Dibur. You're saying, oh, we're going to take the Ne'amanos of this one Dibur of Kol Nechasim and say, oh, this is true Legabe one Mekabel and not Legabe the second Mekabel also. So once you have this case of Palgina Ne'amanos, let's see what the Dinam are. What's Machokas here? Oh.
Rabbi Hila Amar is Palog Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish.
This is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Lakish.
Chadam Amar Me'achas Shein Psulin Lizeh Psulin Lizeh. Lecharna Amar Kshirin Lizeh Psulin Lizeh.
Right. So one Manda Amar says that you can't use it. Right. There's no Pagin and Amanas. The other day, at this point, just says you can have a Pagin and Amanas. You can rely on the same star Legabe one Mekabel and not Legabe the other.
Rabbi Mana Lo Mefarish. Rabbi Avon Mefarish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Me'achas Shein Psulin Lizeh, Psulin Lizeh, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar, Kshirin Lizeh, Psulin Lizeh.
Okay, at least according to Rabbi Avon, you have, you're right, we know who says what. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Palgin and Amonis, very important, and Rabbi Shlakish accepts Palgin and Amonis here. We're going to continue to see what exactly perhaps is the Nukudas Machlokas.
Amar Rabbi Lazar, Masnisa Mesayel Rabbi Yochanan, Mahashem Nimsecha Meim Karavu Pasol, Edusun Betela, Af Hashloshan Nimsecha Meim Karavu Pasol, Edusun Betela.
Who does Rav Elazar side with?
Rav Yochanan.
Rav Yochanan says, it's just like the din of Dimsecha Mehem Karvu Pasul. Right, he says, so just like one of the Gavra Eden being Pasul, you know, undermines all the rest of the Kat, so too, this is more of like on a Chafzishal Edus level, so too, if part of the Edus is problematic, right? The Eidus Legabe, one metabol is problematic, but Lemitzasa, but Lekula. So again, right, Rav Blazer has this equation between the psul within the Gavra Eidim to a psul within the Tochana Eidus, right? Equating Nimsa Echamem Karva Pasul with Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula. Ah, continues the Yerushalmi.
Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is Palgun Rabbi Chanina Chavrin Diravnin Viravnin. Chadamar Yeos Amar Rabbi Lazar. Echarna Amar Lo Amar Rabbi Lazar Yeos.
So some accept Rav Lazar's equation, and some don't. It's very important. So what's the basis of this machlokes?
Mandamar Yeos Amar Rabbi Lazar. Nas is ke Eidus Achas.
Oh.
Vasrei Achas. V'chol Eidus Shebat Lamitzasa Bat Lakula.
Very important. So the basis of Rav Lazar, and presumably by extension Rav Yochanan, is to consider the case Eidus Achas, which is similar in the Bavli's, you know, Lashon. What would we call this? Chad Gufa. So Rav Yochanan, Rav Lazar, consider the case to be Chad Gufa. Therefore, there is no Palgin Ne'amados. But right, but the those the Chokim say no, it's not a good equation because the case at hand is considered kishte kite edim. In the Bavli's language, what would you call that? Shrei gufe, and therefore you can't apply pagina ne'emanas here. So it's very important. So while the Yerushalmi is characterizes the machlokes here between, let's say, chad edus or shte edus, really within whether you agree with Rav Lazar's equation or not. One way to understand the Yerushalmi is that Hagufa is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right? When you're explaining Rav Lazar's side, right, to explain Rav Yochanan, you're saying it's Chad Eidus, but the other tzad, you could have said, is exactly the Shita of Reish Lakish. Is Reish Lakish says, the reason why Reish Lakish applies Pagina Ne'amanos here is because he considers it to be Shtrei Gufe Shtei Eidus. So I'm saying, while the Yerushalmi doesn't give this chiluk between Chad Eidus or Eidus Achas and Shtei Eidus explicitly within the Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's rather within whether you agree with Rav Lazar's equation, you can carry it over and say Hagufa is Machlokas between Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Again, whether you consider the case at hand to be Chad Eidus, is it Chad Gufa or Trei Gufa? But then the question becomes, so what is the Koveya within this machlokes, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, of Chad Eidus versus Trei Eidus? So let's go through it. So in terms of the tzad, to consider the case to be Eidus Achas, right, the basis of Shitas Rav Yochanan. So what would be a reason, right? What would be a reason to consider the case to be Chad Gufa? Why would you consider it to be Chad Gufa? Excellent. So one mahalach is to say it's Shtar Echad. And there are a couple makoros for this. Number one is the Ramban. You look at the Ramban. So again, we're trying to understand, so what is the koveya for it being Eidus Achas in the Yerushalmi? So one perspective is that it's one shtar. And according to this perspective, the fact that we have one shtar sounds like even if there were distinct dibors, the fact that it's one shtar, that makes it into Chad Gufa. So the first makor for this is the Ramban. We're going to be dealing with the Ramban a lot. I hope everyone brought a Ramban. So the Ramban, after quoting the similar Yerushalmi and Gittin, see, at least in the green edition, this is V'shema Yesh Lomar. How do you have that? You got it, Akiva?
V'shema Yesh Lomar, the Bukhari Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, the Kivan de Eidus de Kast de Ksav, Hu Nasa Shtar, Kulo, Davar Achad, Hu Kimizuyef Metocha Dami, Behainu, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, Nasis Eidus Achas, Be'ish Achad, Lomar shegzinan mitzareves hakol keedus achas biish echad udamim lazizan.
So again, this perspective in the Ramban, again, when the Ramban here is explaining the Shita Rav Yochanan, is very much focused on it being shtar echad. Right? Shekzivasan mitzareves hakol keedus achad. Keedus achas, sorry. Right? So the Ramban, again, bedas Rav Yochanan, is saying, what's the pshat of it being chad gufa? And the fact that it's in one shtar, and the fact that it's in one shtar, that is mitzarif, the different elements, right, the different elements of the Eidus to be considered one chargufa, to not allow for Pagin and Nemanus. So you have the Ramban saying this, and which other Mefarish on the Yerushalmi seems to focus on the Shtar being the reason? Excellent, Pnei Moshe. So do you see it? Pnei Moshe, Dir Masl, Nase is Ke'edus Achas? Exactly. So the way the Pnei Moshe, in line with the Ramban, understands, Ho'el u'bishtar echad kasal v'shneim. Saying as long as it's within one shtar, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that's considered a chad gufa, and you can't be machalik within one shtar. So one mahalik in terms of right, what's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan to say that it's eidos achas, that it's chad gufa, is the fact that it's in one shtar. But there's another perspective. What's the other perspective? That it's not enough for it to be in one shtar. You also need it to be. What's the other possibility? Not one transaction. What? One dibur. Excellent. The other perspective is that you need, in order for it to be considered chal gufa, it's not enough for it to be bishtar echad. It has to be within one dibur. And why is our case considered? Why is Yerushalmi's case one dibur?
You're just saying that one. You're not specifying who is.
Who. Exactly. The lashon is kol nechasav, right? L'shnei bnei adam. Exactly. You're not separating them. So this idea that the koveya for chal gufa is dibur echad. So again, mostly you find this description not on the Yerushalmi, but in a different Gemara, which has a similar situation. Which other Gemara did we see yesterday, where again, it's considered a chad gufa, perhaps, according to some, because of this element of Dibur Echad? In Gittin, excellent. So if you remember yesterday, right, the Gemara in Gittin is very similar to this Yerushalmi. Where it's right, the Lashon, I don't have the Lashon in Gittin, where it's Kasav Kol Nechsai, right, Lach, right, where the Adon, you know, in the Shtar says, all my Nechasim go to you. And that contains both the Nechasim, the Mamonos, and the Cheres. But again, it's that Lashon. And Rashi on Gittin, as we read yesterday, again, focuses on the fact that the Tzad to not apply Pagina Ne'amonos in that case, Shitas Abaye, is because it's Dibur Echad. Anybody have the Rashi and Gittin? Rashi, you got it, Kiva?
No. If you have it, I wouldn't wait for
it. Anyone else have it? We read it yesterday, but again, in a race. But again, right, Rashi in Gittin Chesam Abayis, right, explains that the tzad to not apply, right? The reason why everyone agreed in the Bryce's case, where you separated it, where you say kol nechsai the atzmcha, those are two diburs. In the case where it's dibur echad, so then there's a tzad not to apply. So Rashi very much in that context focuses on the dibur. What? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Exactly. So in Rashi there explains that the tzad not to apply Pagin Dibur isn't that, oh, it's one shtar, right? It's rather the fact that it's one Dibur. This is the second mahalak that the koveya is very important, is not shtar echad, but dibur echad. So you have that Rashi and Gittin, and you also, in terms of the Yerushalmi, is you also you have in the Karban Eda. If you look at the Karban Eda, which is on the second side of the Mar Mekumos, this dibur maskul kasav kol nechaskul alta, which is again, is discussing the Gittin case. Moshe, do you see it? See the top Karban Eda. What's the key line? Odilma kaven the shneim klulim belashon echad. Again, that the tzad not to apply pagina nemanis is not because it's bishtar echad, but rather it's belashon echad. So again, you have Rashi and Gittin and Karban Eida also in relation to that same case. Again, and by extension, it would carry over to the Yerushalmi's case, that the Koveya is it being a single Dibur. Who? So again, we have Rashi, the Karban Eida, and who, Limaskana, Lahalacha, again, Paskins this Chalak. That the Koveya of whether you're going to apply Pagina Nemanos is not whether it's Bishtar Echad, but rather it's whether it's going to be Dibur Echad. The Rambam, excellent. So the Rambam Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Zayin, again, mentions two cases. In one case, you have Pagin Emanus. Other case, you don't. Even though both cases are in a single shtar, says the Rambam, the Koveya is not shtar Echad, but rather a Dibur Echad. Yitzhak, do you have it? That's basically Yerushalmi's case. Oh, so he says we're going to paskin like Rav Yochanan that we are going to reject Palgino Ne'amonos because it's Eidos Achas. So again, at this point, you don't know whether the Koveya is because is it Eidos Achas because of a single star or because of the Lashon. But it's become clear in the Hemshech that the Rambam clearly thinks that the Koveya is Dibur. How do we know this? Because the next case. Wow. Right, very clear. Even though it's a single star, because it's distinct Jiburim, right? When you're formulating the matana, you have separate dibur for each. Instead of saying kol nechasav, you say nesati l'ruvein chatzir plonis, nesati l'shimon sade plonis. So the Rambam is clearly saying that the koveya is a single dibur, and therefore nafkamina. If you have two diburim in a single shtar, says the Rambam, that is going to be considered shtei edios. So right off the bat, what we're saying right now is that within this Yerushalmi, that the tzad of Rav Yochanan to consider the case to be Eidos Achas, you have this two different ma'alchim in terms of is the Koveya being Shtar Echad, or is the Koveya being Dibur Echad, with the obvious Nafkamina in a case where you have a single Shtar, but distinct Dibur. That's all within the Shita of Rav Yochanan to reject Palgino Ne'amanus in the case of the Yerushalmi. But you have the other side. The other side is Reish Lakish. Right, and Reish Lakish says, no, you apply Palgina Ne'amanus to the Yerushalmi's case, because considered Kibbeis Eidios. And the question is, so again for Reish Lakish, what makes it Shtei Eidios? Anybody? What makes the Yerushalmi's case Shtei Eidios? It's Shtar Echad, it's Dibur Echad, so what would be the Koveya for Reish Lakish? What? Oh, Shrei Gufe as defined by what? Literally, two different Nidonim, two different people. Excellent. So the Pnei Moshe spells this out. So Pnei Moshe, again, back to the first page of Maamar Komos, Pnei Moshe, the bottom, Moshe Golkowitz, you have the bottom, Dibur Maschil, Humanda Amar, Lo Amar.
Ashi Omer.
What?
Ashi Omer, the last one.
You're in the wrong English.
Pnei Moshe? Yeah.
Oh, so the way that Pnei Moshe explains, right, the position of Reish Lakish is that here, Trei Gufe, literally, right, the fact that we're dealing with two separate Nidonim, that already separates it into Trei Gufe, literally, right, that makes it to two separate Idios to allow for Palgina Ne'amonos. So as a bunch of you said, what is this reminiscent of? Hushita, that the Koveya of Trei Gufe is literally Shnei Tu Gavros, the Rashba. Right? So again, this is very similar to the Rashbam in Baal Basra, but it's a little ironic because the Rashbam in Baal Basra was like limiting. Right? The Rashbam in Baal Basra was seemingly, at least the way the Ritva says it, is saying, oh, it's Dafka when it's two Nidonim. Sounds like the Rashbam is trying to say, at least as understood by the Ritva, but oh, if you have two Devarim, as long as it's one gavra, that's not going to be considered Trei Gufe. So when the Rashbam was saying it, he was saying it like lechumra, that as a limiting factor. Oh, it's davka when it's two different nidonim, not when it's. Oh, it sounds like two different inyanim within the same nidon. But here, the same gather of it being two gavras, in a way, is more of a kula to to say that, oh, in this case, even though you have these counter factors of shtar echad and dibur echad implying that it's chanagufa, no, because it's two nidonim, we're going to consider it to be tregufe. So it's just important to note that, right, obviously the geder of tregufe, which can have significant nafkamina, right, could end up being a kula and a chumra depending on the context. While this Pnei Moshe, right, Bidas Reish Lakish, right, is very similar to the Rashbam, again, in different contexts, they're going in different directions. One's L'chumra, and one is L'kula. Okay, so Adkan is understanding the Yerushalmi, and the different studim in the Yerushalmi, in terms of which factors make it, would explain, considering the case to be Eidus Achas for Yochanan, again, either Shtar Echad or Dibur Echad, and then the Tzad to explain Reish Lakish, to understand it being Shtei Eidios based on the Tregufe, the Geder being based on two different Gavras, two Nidonim. So now, I'd like to spend the rest of this year discussing bottom line Psak, right? Now that we have this Yerushalmi, who clearly introduces this notion of Pangina Nemanus, so how do we Paskin? This has become very, very important because depending on how you paskin in this Yerushalmi's case, right? So it's daily growth, right? Depending on how you paskin about this Yerushalmi is going to affect, right, how you apply Palkin and Emonos, right, La Halacha, and coming back to our case in Makos. Oh. So in terms of first the psak of the first, you know, approach is that it's going to paskin like Reish Lakish. The first group of Rishonim are going to paskin like Reish Lakish to accept Palginu Ne'amonus in the Yerushalmi's case. But as we go through the different Rishonim who paskin like Reish Lakish and accept Reish Lakish's Palginu Ne'amonus in the Yerushalmi's case, we're going to see some subtle differences between these Rishonim. So let's start with Rav Haigon, in chronological order. So Rav Haigon, let's go to the Rosh. So if you go to the Rush, towards the end of the Rush, again, this is the big Rush, the end of Perek Aleph, right? Simon Yud Gimel. So, towards the end, before he quotes the Rav Yah, he says, V'chei nimsa b'tshuva l'Rav Haigon. Well, look very carefully, the Rav Haigon is going to be, the earliest Farish to Paskin like Reish Lakish. We have to pay careful attention to how Rav Haigon, again, explains all the cases. Shmuel, do you have it?
In the Rush?
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end, right after he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. It says, V'chein nimsa b'tshuva l'Rav Haigon.
Yeah.
Go for it.
V'chein nimsa b'tshuva l'Rav Haigon. B'shad tzala sh'achem minim. B'shad tzala sh'achem minim. Karav l'achem min yashim.
Right, so again, it's a very, very similar case to the Yerushalmi, slightly different, right, where you have a shtartzava, right, and then where one of the edim is kruvim to one of the potential yorshim. So it's a very similar palgina ne'amanus situation, where you have two kosher edim for one yorish, but you don't have two kosher edim for another yorish. Again, the question is, can you have a split ne'amanus, palgina ne'amanus? Oh, so it comes along with Haigon and Paskins, the Heshev. So again, so right, so one Yorish doesn't have two Edim.
But
the other Yorish has two Edim. So it sounds like Rav Hai is basically saying, is that right? It sounds like Pagin Nemanus. For the Yorish who doesn't have two Edim, he doesn't have two Edim. For the Yorish who does have two Edim, he does have two Edim. Sounds like Pagin Nemanus. But let's see how he touches up the Sugir, the rest of the Makoros. Umina Iker.
Umina Iker. Umina Iker. Umina Iker. Have a Hahid Amar Rav Ploni Baal Ishto, who.
That's exactly, it's very important, right? He's equating the Gemara in Sanhedrin with this case. Sounds like he's saying, oh, just like I'm paskining, right? I'm paskining Palgina Ne'amanus in my case, just like the Palgina Ne'amanus in Sanhedrin. Very important. That means he's assuming, learning like Rashi, right, that the Palgina Dibura in Sanhedrin is really Midin Palgina Ne'amanus, not about splitting the Dibur, but rather about selectively applying the Ne'amanus of the Dibur to one case and not to the other. He says, oh, continues, Va'amar.
The tray, Kukufi, give a call.
He says, yeah, because we know, this is like right, the go he's quoting the Gemara Ba'apasa, that by Trey Gufe we apply Pagin and Dibura, which again he seems to understand as Pagin and Ne'amanos. And he said, oh, I think it's good. Chay Mashma B'Gemara Dian.
Chay Mashma B'Gemara Dian, the Kamal and Krava. Domar Asma Kona, Asma Kona, the Chasim.
Lokona,
Lokona. Asma Kona, the Chasim Lokona.
Exactly. Very important. So, not only is this Rav Haigon important that he's passing like Reish Lakish, but he's equating all the cases, right? He's talking about the, right, obviously the Yerushalmi's case, his case, which is like the Yerushalmi. He equates that with this, with the Sanhedrin case, the Ploni Ravoni Leritzoni. He equates that with the Gittin case, right? Basically saying that all these cases are one din of Palgina Nemas. And he's saying, in all these cases, we simply paskin like Reish Lakish, like Rava, in all the cases. We paskin like Palgina Ne'amanos in all these cases. They're all considered Trey Gufe. So, again, so Rav Haigon not only paskins like Reish Lakish, but assumes that the Palgina Dibura in all the different cases that we've been discussing are all examples of Palgina Ne'amanos, right? Even the ones like the one in Sanhedrin, which could have been understood separately. No, it's all one sugya of Palgina Ne'amanos. Very important. So that's Rav Haigon. And then, right before the Rosh quoted Rav Haigon, there's another very important, you know, Rishon, who famously passes like Reish Lakish. Shmuel, right before he quotes Rav Haigon, he says Rabbeinu,
Ephraim.
Exactly, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim also passes like Reish Lakish, right? So you have right Rabbeinu Ephraim again, also on this list of early Mefarshim who are passing like Reish Lakish. And this now is going to bring us to the Ramban. Right, so the Ramban is also going to accept this psak like Reish Lakish, but he's going to have a slightly different presentation, and some very important nekudas are going to come out of the Ramban. Oh. So again, on this list of mefarshim who pass on like Reish Lakish, you first have Rav Haigon, right, and you have Rabbeinu Ephraim, and now the Ramban who's going to similarly accept Rabbeinu Ephraim. But it's very important to see the way he presents everything. So the Ramban, starting in the beginning of where I had you see it, again, we'll read the rest of it a little later in the sugya. Right, he quotes the Yerushalmi and says, he quotes then the Rif, who he claims, we'll see this later, Paskins like Rav Yochanan. Right, and is he going to say that is going to bother the Ramban because that seems to be against the Psak in or at least seems to be against the Mashmos in Makos. Right, which seems a little strange at first glance, right? Our Gemara Makos, which also rejects Palgina Ne'amanos, seems to work out very nicely with Rav Yochanan. Why does the Ramban think that the Pashas of our Gemara is not like Rav Yochanan? Sounds like it is. Rav Yochanan rejects Palgina Ne'amanos in the Yerushalmi, and our Gemara L'maskana also rejects Palgina Ne'amanos. Why does the Ramban seem to say that the Pashas of our Gemara is not like Rav Yochanan?
Because he says it's rejecting because it's Chad Gufa.
Exactly. Because the Ramban is very much medayik that right, the Maskan in our Gemara is not just a stam rejection of Palgin and Emanus, it's Dafka, the Lushan of Rav Huna, Brazer of Yeshua, is, right, Elais Le Lelove La Vasa Arva Azul Malve, exactly what Shaul David is saying. That sounds like very much focusing on the only reason why you're not going to apply Palgin and Emanus in our Gemara is because of this factor of Chad Gufa, that the Arev is really Bemakom the Love. So we'll get back to those details. But that's what's bothering the Ramban. And he's saying, wait a second, how are you going to align the Yerushalmi, which the Rif says, oh, we pass like Rav Yochanan, and our Gemara, which seems to be against Rav Yochanan? Let's see this. You see the Ramban says, Ludidi lo nichli? Anybody have the Ramban? Very important.
Yeah.
Rafi, you got it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Ludidi lo... actually...
So says the Ramban, right? His reading of our Gemara is that the only reason that basically the Gemara Makos is saying is that this case of the Arab and the Love is the exception. Generally, the Gemara sounds like we will paskin like Palgina Ne'amanos, like Reish Lakish, But it's only because the unique, right? Because in the case of the Yerushalmi, there's no, right? Each of the Mekabli Matana are independent. But in the case of Makos, is different because the Arev is B'makom Love. So says the Ramban, our Gemara, right, implies that generally when the two Nidonim are independent of one another, we are going to Paskin, Palgin, and Hamanos, and it's only in the case of Makos, which is the exception because the Arev and the Lovet are Chad Gufa. So we're going to skip a little bit. So at first, the Ramban is very bothered. How is it going to align with Yerushalmi, where the Rib takes as a deeper Pashit, we Paskin, like Rav Yochanan? So comes along the Ramban and says, no, you see from here that who do we really Paskin like in the Yerushalmi? Like Reish Lakish. Exactly. So right. So the Ramban, again, is Medayik from our Gemara, that we generally really Paskin like Reish Lakish, that the rule is that Palginun Ne'amanas is going to apply when you have two independent Nidonim, and Makos is the exception. So again, it's after he quotes, right, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Gittin, and says... See, after he quotes the Yerushalmi in Gittin, Rafi, do you see? V'achshav l'fi zeh? Right, he just quotes the Gemara in Gittin. Again, it's very important. The Yerushalmi in Gittin, basically, we should note this. Right, what's a little different about the Yerushalmi in Gittin versus the Yerushalmi in Makos? What does the Yerushalmi in Gittin compare its case of Kusav, Kol Nechasav to? To which case? That too, but beforehand, everyone take out the Yerushalmi in Gittin, right? To another case, right? To the case in Gittin, right? So let's see, Meir, do you have the Yerushalmi in Gittin?
Yeah, Chasav Lavdo, Esemer Hu Gita Hu Matanaso, Ma Es Avadla.
So what's the plot going to be? So again, the case is very similar to the case in Gittin, which is very important, which is subject to Machlokas Rav and Abaye, where you say kosev kol nechasev la'abda. So again, although it's one person, but there are two different yanim here. There's the chirus, and then there's the mamonos. So and as we know, there's an afkamina, right? The kiyum of a get shichur is suffices to find nachta v'nachta, but we know for the nechasim, the dinei mamonos aspect, right? You need a full kiyum. So the question is, right? How are you going to treat it? Okay, get who?
Baror betol.
Right, you're going to
get in what's betol?
In an error shot. Basically, it's a way of saying, are you going to treat it like a get, where just the fine nechtam, high nechtam is going to suffice as a kiyum?
Okay, matana who baror kiyum.
Or are you going to treat it like the dinei mamonos, where you need a full kiyum shtaros? Oh, it's very important. Now the Yerushalmi says, "Oh, that shaila about kosev kol nechasev la'abdo is exactly the case of machokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish about kosev kol nechasev l'shnei bnei adam." It's very important for the Ramban. So the Yerushalmi in Gittin equates the case in Gittin on chasam epes with the Yerushalmi's case of kosev kol nechasev l'shnei bnei adam. So after saying that, now go back to the Ramban. So after quoting this, Yerushalmi and Gittin, I'm there. Do you see it? V'achshav, do you have the Ramban?
The Ramban, but I don't know where exactly.
Okay, after he quotes the Yerushalmi, it says, V'achshav l'fi zeh Yerushalmi. You don't see that line? Akiva, you got it?
V'achshav l'fi zeh Yerushalmi, kiyman she'amru b'marasinu, sham b'mesach z'gittin, ha'kosev v'avdu k'nachasav, v'nachsai k'nu yimach, the Palgin and Dibur of Atmokana and Hasmokana, Akarcha Halacha Kerish Lakish, below Yaus Amar Elazar, behind Das Haravina Prime.
Exactly, very important. So the Ramban's presentation. The Ramban says that we Paskin like Reish Lakish. What's the Raya? The Raya is that the Yerushalmi equates the Yerushalmi's case with the case in Gittin. And says the Balvi, it says the Ramban, put it all together. Since we Paskin like Rava, that Palginan Ne'amanos applies in the Gittin case. So Hu Adinami, we're going to apply Palginan Ne'amanos in the Yerushalmi's case. So, right, and this all works out, says the Ramban, with the Gemara Makos. Although the Gemara Makos is rejecting Palginan Ne'amanos, that's only because the Loveh and the Arev are Chad Gufa. But otherwise, in the case where you have two distinct, like in the Yerushalmi's case, where you have two distinct, you know, Nidonim, or in the Gittin case where you have two distinct matters, i.e., you know, Nirchasim and the Chirus, in all those cases where they're all considered Trey Gufe, and therefore it's all going to be considered Palginan Ne'amanus. See, the Ramban is on the list of Rav Hai and Rabbeinu Ephraim as paskining like Reish Lakish to apply Palginan Ne'amanus in all these cases. But there's a however. The however is that the Ramban a little later, we're going to read now, is not going to equate all the cases that Rav Hai did. Rav Hai said, oh, yeah, the Sanhedrin, all these cases are all Palginan Ne'amanus. The Ramban is going to be machalik between the Makos and the Yerushalmi case, on the one hand, and the cases in Sanhedrin, both the Ploni Ravani Laritzoni case, and the case of Kamei Di, or Lididi Osvi case in Sanhedrin Chafen. And we have to analyze that right now. So again, in stark contrast to Rav Amram Gon, who says, all these cases are one case of Palginan Ne'amanus, the Ramban is going to be mechalik between different cases. Let's see this right now. See, a little later, right after he says, oh, we pass like Rav Ephraim, he says, Vahavi Yodea. Akiva, Finkelstein, do you see it at the end?
Vahavi Yodea, the repeat version of Eidush, Lo Damyan, Hani Yile Dehaka, the Pagina Dibur of the Rebbe, the Parakamis, and the Parakzibur.
Very important, right? Our cases, which he's, see, clear, he's referring to Makos and Yerushalmi, these cases where you have two separate Nidonim, right, is going to be different than the Palgina Dibura in the case of Sanhedrin, where similarly you also have two Nidonim, but he says it's still different. Why? Very important. So what does he say? What's unique about the cases in Sanhedrin, both Ravas in Sanhedrin?
So we're kind of like editing what you actually said.
Yeah. Exactly, you have to change. Right? We're not just like ignoring what you're saying, legabe, or taking what you're saying, legabe, one in the other. We have to change what you said. That is key line. Is like, you have to say, lokach haya maisa. Let's take the Ploni Rava Ishti. Right? We're saying we're changing Ploni Rava as Ishti from Ishti to what? To Stam Ish. Says Ramban, that is a very different case than the Yerushalmi and the Makos cases. Let's continue on. Oh, sorry, Ficha, you continue. So this is invoking the Raifid. He says, in these cases, and we'll be Michalik in just a moment, in these cases in Sanhedrin, they are limited Dafka to a Baal Dover. And again, he says this is where he references the Raifid idea. It's limited to a case where you're a Baal Dover, where there's no shame edus on the last part, when you say, you know, Liritzoni, or you say Ishti. Because, right, this is the Raifid's idea, when it comes to a Baal Dover, there's no shame edus on that part. So says the Ramban, right, the Raifid's idea, right, you need the Raifid's yisod of a Baal Dover lacking shame edus, you need that yisod specifically for the cases, the Palginan Dibur in Sanhedrin, because there you're changing what the case was. Masha Inkein, Aval. Sorry. Yeah, I think you skipped a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Aval Ham Nosa Divishmaitin, Midim Marobe, Taima Achrinahu, Vlo Dami and Lahakla.
This is very important. Says the Ramban, right? But the cases in Makos and the Yerushalmi, he says these are Shnei Dvarim, reminiscent of what Lashon in the Gemara? Trey Gufe. He's saying these cases are Trey Gufe. And it sounds like he's saying in these cases, this is classical Palgina Ne'amanus. Says the Ramban, very important. The classical Palgina Ne'amanus is specifically in the cases of the Yerushalmi and Makos, but not Sanhedrin. Very important, right? It's in contrast to Rav Haigon. Right? Rav Haigon said, no, even the Sanhedrin cases were Palgina Ne'amanus. Says Ramban, no. There's a very important chiluk here. Dafka, Makos, and Yerushalmi have Palgina Ne'amanus, are considered Tregufe. Masha Inkein, the case in Sanhedrin. But now we have to figure out, what's the difference? Right? Why is the case in Sanhedrin any less tregufe? Right there, let's take the case in Sanhedrin Daf Tes. You have the Roveya, and then you have the Nirva. So why can't we accept your Dibur Lagabe the Roveya, and not Lagabe the Nirva? Or in the case of Sanhedrin Chafei, accept your Edus Lagabe the Malve, and not Lagabe the Love. Why is that any different than the cases in Yerushalmi, where you're accepting it Lagabe one Makabel, and not Lagabe another Makabel, or Makos, you're accepting the Edus Lagabe the Love, but not Lagabe the Arif? What's the difference? Why is only the Yerushalmi Makos considered Trey Gufe to have classical Pagin and Emanos, while the Sanhedrin cases are not Trey Gufe, they're, and therefore require a special Shem Edus of the Rav?
Based on the Ripta, when he quoted the post of the Ramban, said when in Makos, there could be one B'nai of them getting, one B'nai of them getting a certain amount of money without the other one. They're not Habat Talia.
Okay.
But in Sanhedrin, it's Habat Talia. There can't be a Nirva without a Roveya.
Okay. Good. Excellent. How are you going to say it?
I think basically the same thing, that if it wasn't the person who's testifying who was the Nirva, then who was it?
Good. Another way of saying the same thing, it's overlapping, is that the cases in the Yerushalmi and Makos are dealing with three parties. The cases in Sanhedrin are two parties. That's the same thing, just it's a different way of saying it. In the case in Sanhedrin, there are two parties. They're the Roveya and the Nirva. And the puzzle is one of the two parties. In that case, the reason why you have to change the case is because, as you guys are saying, if not the Nirva, who's the puzzle, then who is it? So you have to change the case from being, not being Ritzoni, right? The aid is no longer the Nirva, has to be another Nirva. Or in the case of, Sanhedrin Chafei, right? Instead of the aid being the Lovet, you have to say it's another Lovet, right? So in those cases in Sanhedrin, you're dealing with really two parties. And since the puzzle is one of the two parties, there we have to change the Edus to not include, right, the puzzle party. But in the cases of Makos and Yerushalmi, there are three parties, right? So you can have, the Lashon is, right, Sha'efsher, Sh'nosin Lazeh, V'lo Nosin Lazeh, there are three parties. There's the Nosin, then there's two different Mekabli Matana. And says the Ramban, the only time you have the classical Palgino Ne'emonos is when you have a case of three parties where you can have Palgino Ne'emonos to just include two parties which are not psulim. You have the Nosin, and you have one of the Mekabli Matana. Again, and those two parties are not puzzle at all. The puzzle is the third party. And the same thing in Makos. You have the Malve, who's a Rachok. You have the Love, who's a Rachok. And you can have a loan between the Malve and the Love. The only one who's puzzle is Lagabe the Arev, and that's the third party. So while, very important, big picture. So while the Rav Haigon is saying, in all these cases, as long as you have two Nidonim, you have Palgino Ne'amanos, the Ramban says you only have Palgino Ne'amanos when you have a case of three parties. But once you have a case of two parties, right, then you're not going to be able to apply the classical Palgino Ne'amanos. There you have to change the case. You have to write out the puzzle who is the second party. And in that case, you need to come onto the special din of the Ravid, of there not being a Shem Eitos. But that's a very important distinction. So while the Ramban and Rav Haigon are both accepting Reish Lakish, both adopting Palgino Ne'amanos, they have a very different geder, it's a different scope of in which cases you're willing to apply Palgino Ne'amanos, and which cases you're not. Any questions?
The case of Makos, I guess depending on whether everyone agrees that there was an Arif or was Meshuvah, but it's a little bit harder to separate the Arif. And if you say that everyone agrees that there was an Arif at the beginning, so
we'll get to exactly what the case is. But at least in terms of the construct of the parties, the Ramban is saying that it's fine. Because he's a third party, and then the Lashon is, She'efshir shenosin lezev, lo nosin lezev. So there he's talking about the Yerushalmi case. But here, it was possible for the Malve to have had a halva with the Lovet without an Arev. So since the Arev is a third party, therefore according to the Ramban, that's fine. We'll get back to, how do you view the Arif? But that's a very important distinction that the Ramban is is drawing between the cases. So again, Rav Hai is saying that plugging in amanos applies in all these cases. The Ramban is more limiting. The problem with the Ramban is that, in essence, what the Ramban is saying is that the case of Sanhedrin is not considered tregufe. Which Gemara does that not work so well with? The Gemara Baal Basra seems to characterize the case in Sanhedrin as tregufe. So the Ramban doesn't work so well with that Gemara and Baal Basra, which is Ha'ara. Right? The Ramban is basically, oh yeah, this notion of tregufe, that's Dafka, the Yerushalmi's case, and Dafka, the Makos case, not the Sanhedrin case. But it's just a little strange because the Gemara and Baal Basra specifically characterizes the Sanhedrin case as tregufe. So that's just a Ha'ara. That's a little schwer for the Ramban. Okay. So again, it's in terms of the Mefarshim who paskin like Reish Lakish, you have Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have the Ramban. And there's another Rishon. Who's the other Rishon who clearly paskins like Reish Lakish, but from a different angle? This Rishon is Ambo Basra.
Yad Rama.
Very, very...
The process of elimination.
Exactly. Okay, good. All right, so the Yad Rama, very, very important Shita. So the Yad Rama, Yaakov. Right, so the Yad Rama, again, is commenting on the Gemara Ambo Basra. That's a very, very, very mechudash, very important Shita here. So what does the Yad Rama already, assume right out of the gate? Exactly. That we pass in the case in Baal Basra, right, where again, the question is, it's Chad Gufa, right, because you're trying to rely on the statement of Gerashti, Kodim Laman Yom, but only Mikanu Laba, and not Lemafreya. So that's what the Gemara characterizes Chad Gufa. So the Gemara says that's a Machokis Amorim. And the Gemara never says how we pass it. Right off the bat, the Yad Rama is assuming that we paskin palgin dibura even in that case. So that's an assumption that the Yad Rama makes, and therefore says the Yad Rama, you see from there that we paskin palginan ne'emanus, we'll call it, even b'chad gufa. Very, very important. This is the most extreme. And so far, everyone who's paskin palginan ne'emanus has been saying, yeah, because only in the cases which you consider to be, trey gufa. And even the Ramban is saying what the Gemara calls trey gufa, I don't even consider that to be trey gufa enough. Comes along the Yad Rama, says, I paskin, right, paskin and amonos, but I'm even going to paskin it b'chad gufa, assuming that the maskana in Baal Basra is to paskin it even b'chad gufa. Continues the Yad Rama. Don't limit it dafka to that case, it's just trey gufa. Right, even b'chad gufa, even in the case at hand in Baal Basra. Right, so even though we're not going to, let's say, trust the statement of Gerashti, Koldim Laman Yom, Limafreya, we are going to rely on it, Mikan Laba, even though that's Chad Gufa. And now it comes back to Yerushalmi. So says Yad Rama, once the maskana, according to me, in Baal Basra, is to apply palgino ne'amonos, even by Chad Gufa, he says, now I can justify paskining like Reish Lakish. Now I can justify paskining like Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi's case to apply palgino ne'amonos there. So again, what the Yad Rama seems to be assuming is that Reish Lakish paskins palgina ne'emanus in the Yerushalmi's case, not because he considers the case to be trey gufe, but even though it's chad gufa. So it sounds like the Yad Rama says the reason why we paskin like Reish Lakish is because we paskin palgina ne'emanus even b'chad gufa. I can remember at the beginning of this year we were saying, sounds like the kudus machokas in Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is whether to consider the case to be trey gufa. It said it sounded like the Reish Lakish, the reason why he applies Palgino Ne'amanos in the Yerushalmi's case is because he considers the case Kishtei Edios. That was one way to read the Yerushalmi, right? But we're saying now, this is Yad Rama, no. He's saying no, that the Reish Lakish agrees with Rav Yochanan that to characterize the case of the Yerushalmi as Chad Gufa. The Nekudat Zemachlokis is whether you apply Palgino Ne'amanos even B'Chad Gufa. And once we paskin the Maskana in Baal Basra, that Palgino Ne'amanos is even b'chad gufa, That's how we know we paskin like Reish Lakish. So very, very important. Right? Again, so again, well, you had Rav Haigon, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Ramban saying that we paskin like Reish Lakish in cases of Trey Gufa, the Yad Ramah is saying, no, we paskin like Reish Lakish even Bechad Gufa.
That's the Maskan in Bava Basra?
According to Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah assumes that the Gemara Maskana says, yes, there's a machlokes amarayim in the case of Chad Gufa, but we paskin, you know, paskin in Emanus there too. That's an assumption he makes, because the Gemara doesn't say that. Right? So according to him, the Gemara is just explaining, oh, why is it that everyone agrees in the Sanhedrin case, and there's a machlokes here? Oh, Trey Gufa, Bechad Gufa. But it happens to me. La Maskana, we even paskin, paskin in Emanus, Bechad Gufa. That's the way Yad Ramah understands it. Okay, so Adkan are those who paskin like Reish Lakish. Again, very important distinctions within that, right, between Rav Haigon and Ramban on the one hand, and then between everyone else and the Yad Ramah on the other hand, in terms of you know, what's the scope of the psak of Reish Lakish. But now we have the psak of Rav Yochanan. So again, who is the earliest Rishon who supposedly paskins like Rav Yochanan to reject Palgino Nehmanos? What? Okay, okay. No, but before even the Rambam, the Rif. Again, who's first? Rabbeinu Chanan or the Rif? Rabbeinu Chanan is this, but yeah, you're right. So again, I did it in the wrong order, so I'll switch it for you. I think you're right. So the Rach. Right, so the Rush. Let's see how the Rush quotes the Rach as my paskening like Rav Yochanan. So the Rush, towards the end of the piece, we're running a little out of time, let's do it quickly. So you pasuk Rach zal de halacha kriv Yochanan. Shastam de avgav de ikamanda amr lo yayus amr river lazar. No. Exactly, lo yayus amr river lazar. No, mu kaim lo kriv Yochanan lagavi reish lakish. Right, so the Rabbeinu Chananel says generally, klali achra dictate li paskin like Rav Yochanan over reish lakish. So that's why we do that. But very important, he adds an important line. Anybody know where I'm reading from? Vahadisnan? He said, Vahadisnan, akosev kol nechasev la'avdo yatsa ben chorin. Basically, in that which we paskin, like the Gemara in Gittin, that when you close the nechasev, that you know avdo, you know atzmo kana unechasev kana, the psak of Rava says no, that's only hainu bishtar mukuyam. That's not like Rava's psak. Very important. So the Rach says we paskin like Rav Yochanan across the board to even reject Rava. Rava's psak. That, oh, the b'fai nachtam is going to suffice, right? That is not lahalacha. According to the Rach, we pass it like Rav Yochanan, and therefore the only time the Eved is going to get both Atzmo and his Nechasim is when it's a shtar mukuyam, like a real kiyam shtaros, right? So it's very, very important. So against the Rach, pass it like Rav Yochanan, and therefore rejects Rava's psak in Gittin.
That's like a value.
Sounds like it, yeah. It sounds like, yeah, although... But I guess you also have Rav Yochanan over Reish Lakish. So he says that's the way it works. That because the Ikram Yachagam is limited to the Machokes, I mean, that's only when it's only Rav and Abai. But when the Machokes is earlier Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, just... Interesting question.
Yeah.
That he says, oh, the psak like Rav Yochanan. In the Klal Yachra, you know, Rav Yochanan takes the kick. So that's the Rach. But not only do you have the Rach, you also have the Rif. So the Rif is quoted by, the Rif is quoted by both the Rush and the Ramban as possibly like Rav Yochanan. I should have had you see, I told a number of you guys to see this later. But if you look at the Rif, it's not so clear. Everyone who had Gimel Amidah B'dapi HaRif, Oz V'Hadar Daf Vav, right? All the Rif does, he basically just quotes the Yerushalmi. Right? If you look at the Rif, all he does is basically just quotes the Yerushalmi. So the question is, right, let's just read it really quickly. Yosef, do you have it? So he basically quotes the Yerushalmi. So I was expecting, like, based on the way everyone quotes the Rif, you'd assume that he said, like, oh, yeah, halacha k'rav Yochanan. But he never says halacha k'rav Yochanan. So what are they medayek from?
He leaves out the tocha of
the Excellent. That's what it seems like the dx from. If once we know what the Yerushalmi itself says, the Yerushalmi doesn't stop here. Yerushalmi then says, after quoting Rav Elazar's Raya, that there are people who reject Rav Elazar's Raya because, oh, they say, no, right, this case is Shtei Edios, etc., etc. So it sounds like the diuk from the Rif, although the Rif doesn't say Halacha Rav Yochanan explicitly, the fact that the Rif just brings Rav Elazar's support of Rav Yochanan without citing the dissenting Shitos, which reject the Raya, that seems to be the basis of assuming that the Rif paskins like Rav Yochanan, which is an important halacha. Yes.
Rabbi said that
Rava
says that also that Chasim is Kona, and Rava said it doesn't.
One more time.
Rabbi said that according to Rava,
he
is also Kona than
Chasim. Yeah, sorry. Rava says
only himself is
Kona. Correct. Yes, I apologize. You're right. Rava just says you're Kona Atzmo, low Kona and Chasim. Correct. So, yeah. So fine. So I apologize. The Rach.
Yeah. It says
yes, he seems to be quoting a Mishnah. This Mishnah, yeah, that's something else, right? So I apologize. The Rach doesn't necessarily reject Rava. You're right.
Yeah, but do we know like who says that? Mishnah.
You have to look it up. Meaning, you have to look that up. Okay, good. So again, in terms of those who pass like Rav Yochanan, running out of time here. You have the Rach, you have the Rif. Again, and who else? It was referenced before. Who else passes like the Rif? It's a little like the who else passes like Rav Yochanan? The Rambam, right? The Rambam, as we quoted earlier, right? Paskins like Rav Yochanan, but again limits that psak to a case of dibur echad, right? As we said earlier, the Rambam's understanding of Rav Yochanan is that Rav Yochanan only rejects pagina ne'amanas in the case of dibur echad. But if it happens to be distinct Diburim, then even though it's Shtar Echad, then Rav Yochanan, says the Rambam, will paskin Palgin Ne'amanos. And the last, so you have the Rif, you have the Rach, you have the Rambam, again, all paskin like Rav Yochanan. Last Shita, who is the last Shita who paskins like Rav Yochanan, but similarly, Lav Mitameh? What? Rabbeinu Yoel, who's the Rav Yoel, right? The Rabbeinu Yoel at the end of the Rosh. So Rabbeinu Yoel, do you have it, Moshe? The end of the rush? Rabbeinu Yoel, who's the Rav Yoel? Yeah? Very important. So while the Rav Yoel passes like the Yerushalmi, but it's not because he's rejecting Palgina Nemonis. It's a separate fact. What's the factor, Moshe? Exactly. Also, the chlufe. People see a shtar, which krovim, and it's working. People assume that edim, which are krovim, would work. But if you have another case, but Rav Yoel says, but this still aligns with the psak of Rava, because Rava's psak of palgina ne'amanus in the case of the get, that for some reason is not subject to that chashash. So again, you have the Rav Yoel who's paskening like, right, who paskens like Rav Yochanan, but not because he rejects palgina ne'amanus, but rather a side factor of asi lechlufe bishtaros ta'ala. So with this background, right, this is Yerushalmi, it becomes very, very important, makor for whether you apply palgina ne'amanus or not. So we just discussed the different psakim and the different bases for the different shitos. Tomorrow we'll get to on Sunday, a different version of palgina ne'amanus and move weiter in the sugya.